92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite. This is Decision 2024. There are two candidates running for treasurer in Ottawa County primary in August. And so we are talking to them and they're answering questions, and then we'll put this up on our website and you can take a listen and make that decision. On the line, we have Cheryl Clark for treasurer. Good morning, Cheryl. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Thank you for having me. Oh, for sure. First question, and this gives you a chance to talk about why you're running. What experience and qualifications do you have that would make you the best candidate for Ottawa County Treasurer?
So I have over 32 years of public financial investment management, and I have been the Chief Deputy Treasurer for the last 15 years. I was also a Robinson Township Treasurer for 9 years, and I am also an Advanced Certified Public Funds Investment Manager. So that means I have taken tests and in investing public financial public finances, and this test is through the Michigan Association of County Treasurers and United States and Canada public financial people.
How do you plan to ensure transparency and accountability in the management of county funds?
I am already doing that as the county treasurer. I have been posting all of my financial reports on the county's website, on the treasurer page, and I also have been posted the 2023 annual report for the treasurer's office on the county's page, or county's website, treasurer's page. I am attending all the financing committee meetings that I'm and able to speak with people at those meetings if they have questions. I have also been attending township and city board meetings to answer any questions there and give updates to them as to what is going on in the treasurer's office.
What measures would you take to improve the county's financial stability and reserve funds? There's a lot of money going out for lawsuits. We can't deny that.
Right. So I have been investing the money as wisely as possible. You know, it is hard to get, you know, make sure that we have enough liquid cash to cover the expenses. But investing our money following Public Act 20 and the Ottawa County's investment policy, earning the best interest out there. And that way we have some extra funds that we can use to help cover expenses and help provide programs for the residents.
How will you work with other county officials and departments to improve overall financial management and the budgeting processes?
I would say we work with them now currently in helping them get their revenues recorded properly and making sure that everything is balanced properly also. As far as the budget process, the treasurer's office doesn't have much to do with any other department's budget, just our own budget.
And lastly, what have you learned in the last year?
So I have learned that the county is huge. I didn't realize how big it was until I started going out and speaking with residents, going door to door, telling them about me, also going to all of the township and city meetings. I have learned that people are frustrated with how the county is being run at this time, and they are ready for a change, and I am hoping to bring that change if they'll vote for me.
Your website is votecherylclark.com. This has been Decision 2024.